In Bassett v. Emory, 2022 ARC App 470, the Arkansas Court of Appeals, in reversing an order that denied a natural mother visitation with her child, reasoned the trial court gave undue consideration of a pending adoption petition by appellees, and in doing so misapplied the appropriate factors in visitation, provided by Arkansas Code Annotated Section 913-101. This visitation statute, although not cited by appellant below or by counsel on appeal, provides that standards exist which were overlooked below. Judge Vaught explained. Here, Cassie was not given statutory visitation rights, and the court never made a finding that visitation would endanger minor child 1. While Cassie did not argue, either below or on appeal, that the circuit court's order violates Section 913-101, she did preserve the inverse argument, that the circuit court erroneously applied this wrong standard when it cited Arkansas law governing non-consensual adoption. We cite Section 913-101, therefore, to illustrate Cassie's point that Arkansas law contains legal standards governing visitation, but that the circuit court in this case erroneously applied the adoption law elements instead. We recognize that fixing visitation rights is a matter that lies within the sound discretion of the circuit court, and the main consideration in making judicial determinations concerning visitation is the best interest of the child. Hudson v. Kyle, 365 Art 341. The Emorys argue, and the dissenting opinions would hold, that the circuit court properly considered the pending adoption petition as part of its best interest analysis. We do not doubt that the circuit court was attempting to act in the child's best interest. We note, however, that the United States Supreme Court has recognized that parents have a fundamental liberty interest in the care, control, and custody of their own children. End of quote. In this case, the trial court looked to standards in an adoption without consideration of a parent's consent, but it did not consider the statute governing visitation, which requires remand. Quote, by statute, Arkansas lawmakers have determined the threshold necessary for denying a biological parent the right to visit his or her own child. A finding by the circuit court that visitation between the parent and child would seriously endanger the physical, mental, or emotional health of the child. Arkansas Code Annotated Section 913-101-B1A-7A. In this case, the circuit court failed to apply that framework when evaluating Cassie's request for visitation. Instead, under the broad umbrella best interest, it attempted to predict the outcome of the Emory's pending petition to adopt minor child 1. We reverse the circuit court's denial of Cassie's petition to establish visitation with minor child 1, and we remand the case for the circuit court to decide the visitation issue using the appropriate legal standards. End of quote. Judge Murphy wrote a dissenting opinion and was joined by Judges Kleppenbach, Gruber, and Brown. Quote, I disagree with the majority that this case should be reversed and remanded. The majority declines to answer Cassie's specific arguments as they are presented on appeal, and instead crafts a remedy for her in derogation of the circuit court's supported best interest finding. I would affirm. The majority cites the visitation statute, Arkansas Code Annotated Section 913-101-B1A-7, reasoning that the circuit court erred by not considering it in its denial of visitation. Cassie never once cited the statute to this court or to the court below. She is bound by the scope and nature of the arguments made at trial, and to say the court erred for failure to make a finding that visitation would seriously endanger the physical, mental, or emotional health of the child would be to make an argument for the appellant that she did not make for herself. We do not research or develop arguments for an appellant. I would hold that the circuit court did not clearly err by considering elements of the contested adoption statute as part of its analysis in denying visitation. End of quote. The dissent added that the best interest of the child is in focus in both an adoption petition and in a motion for visitation. Here, the adoption petition was pending, and the trial court's reasoning was proper. Quote, "The court does not want to start something when this child's almost 4 years old, so Cassie will still be allowed to appear and defend in the adoption proceeding. But as for now, the court will not be allowing visitation given the fact that the amount of time that has transpired." End of quote. Arkansas Code Annotated Section 913101B1A7 provides A. A parent who is not granted sole, primary, or joint custody of his or her child is entitled to reasonable parenting time with the child unless the court finds after a hearing that parenting time between the parent and the child would seriously endanger the physical, mental, or emotional health of the child. B. At the request of a party, a court shall issue a written order that 1. Is specific as to the frequency, timing, duration, condition, and method of scheduling parenting time with a parent who is not granted sole, primary, or joint custody of his or her child, and 2. Takes into consideration the developmental age of the child. End of quote. End of decision.